I'm Farai Chidea. The Obamas flew home this weekend after a two-week trip through Europe and Africa. Now, Michelle Obama, her mother, Sasha, Malia, they all joined the president in Moscow. The president's already gotten plenty of airtime. Now, we want to look at what the rest of the family was up to. Lynn Sweet writes the FLOTUS blog, that's First Lady of the United States, for Politics Daily. She's the Washington bureau chief for the Chicago Sun-Times, and she has been following the news about the first family. Lynn, so the president was off meeting other presidents and premiers, giving speeches. What were Michelle and the kids doing?
Well, they were doing some sightseeing. Mrs. Obama also had some official duties in Italy. For example, she toured some of the ruins of some of the damage done from the Italian earthquake. She had her daughters and her mother along when the president and Mrs. Obama met the Pope. You didn't see the kids, interestingly, in the pictures, but they were there with their grandmother.
Now, we did see a picture of the kids, or rather the lower, I don't know, 8-10 inches of a kid on the Sunday New York Times front page. Some little teeny feet sticking out and appearing to flutter kick from the presidential limo. In terms of protocol, I want to get to some of the specifics, more of the specifics of the trip in a second. But there's been a lot of excitement and scrutiny of the first family. Was that considered a breach of protocol or just a cute thing that kids do?
Well, no. If it was a picture taken like that, my guess is the East Wing won't complain about that one.
In general, what is the function of a family that travels with the president? Are they supposed to just be adorable? You mentioned that Michelle Obama, the first lady, did go and tour some areas where there had been a disaster. In other parts of the trip, did she do also this humanitarian role?
She didn't have a heavy schedule of her own events in this trip. She didn't make a speech. And there were three countries in the trip, Russia, Italy, and Ghana. And in some ways, this was the girls went along because this was a summer vacation for them. This is, by the way, the second international trip they've had since vacation started just a few weeks ago. They were in Paris and London at that point. So I don't think the first family in that case doesn't have a role. The kids are going along because it's a family, and I think the Obamas understand that. Why would you deny the kids a chance to see and experience some of these terrific places that they go to?
Well, at the very least, Lynn, a publisher will probably offer them an advance for the What I Did on My Summer Vacation essay at the Sidwell Friends when they come back to school in the fall. It seems to me, though, that for Barack Obama particularly, having this family with these distinct personalities is a real multiplier in terms of the ability of Barack Obama to project cultural relevance in all of these places.
Well, that's except that the kids weren't always seen. You didn't get a lot of pictures of the kids on this trip. You get some. You know, there's photographers running around with the family all the time looking for it. But in terms of what the White House put out, for example, in the official photographs from the Vatican, I don't think there was one including the children. So they're not looking to make that part of the storyline, and the White House is always very conscious of what the storyline is. Sometimes, yes, one of the things that I found most interesting, in a White House that asks reporters to be very respectful of the privacy of their children, which I'm willing to do. They're little kids, and they should be allowed to grow up. Sometimes the most interesting stuff is told by President Obama himself, and in this case, he talked about how in Moscow, little Sasha crawled into their bed at 4 a.m. and just wanted to chat about the trip. You know, that is a very interesting detail. I must also say, I think it's pretty personal. But you know, once the president said that in an interview, you know, it's pretty fair game to use it. You know, because he is the parent after all. So sometimes it's a little, it's a little interesting that you want to respect the privacy, but it is up to the parents to put out what they want. I think everyone thinks the girls are adorable. They're very well behaved. I saw them at the Easter egg roll at the White House, and they were at the egg roll, and they just sensed to let the little kids win You know, they had very measured play. They were a little older at the time. They were 8 and 10. Now they're 9 and 11. And the kids were younger. And they could have, you know, just run through the little course. And they played slowly to let the little kids win. And I think that, I don't know if I had that maturity when I was that age to have done that. And so the kids are terrific, but isn't there a hunger? And I know that
I'd love to know what he asked. What did Sasha ask there on the bed? You know, I mean, what was the question?
She chatted about the trip. The president said that, you know, she just couldn't stop talking about everything she had been seeing.
I mean, it probably wasn't. Is Putin running the country, or is it Medvedev?
You never know. Well, let's talk
about that nuclear nonproliferation pact. How's it going?
Let's jump ahead to Ghana, because that is a trip where, you know, the president's African roots have also raised a lot of interest. Did the first lady have any role, particularly in Ghana?
Now, they toured as a family the area where slaves had departed from Africa. And this is the second trip of the girls to Africa. In 2006, they came to Kenya and toured the country with their family. This is when then-Senator Obama went to South Africa and Kenya and some other places.
Right.
But the centerpiece of the trip was his return to Kenya, where he was treated like a head of state, and the family was. And they participated in tree planting ceremonies and interring clinics, and we went to Masamari and saw all the wonderful wild animals. So, their children are by now pretty seasoned world travelers.
Well, Lynn, it's an amazing chance those kids have. Lynn Sweet, columnist for Politics Daily, Washington Bureau Chief for Chicago Sun-Times. Thanks so much. And now we have Mark Garrett.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.